It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. Microsoft has made some interesting investment decisions over the years. So what about this one? Dell. Word is that the personal computer maker is about to go private, and Microsoft may help it get there. CNBC is reporting that Dell's giant software partner could sink $1 to $3 billion into the buyout. Ironic, since many of Dell's recent struggles are thanks to PCs that run Windows. Speaking of interesting investments, what about a mining project? In space. Deep Space Industries just unveiled its plan to mine asteroids. No, this isn't a sequel to Armageddon with Bruce Willis and an Aerosmith soundtrack. It's real, and the company isn't the first to suggest pulling nickel and oxygen out of debris from the void. Estimates for the value of asteroid mining can be astronomical, in the trillions. At the company's press conference this week, board member Stephen Covey suggested space investment could save humanity.
I forget who said it, but if the dinosaurs had a space program, they'd still be here.
Deep Space's board chairman, Rick Tumlinson, says the company's 20-year plan starts with a fleet of unmanned spacecraft.
Probably within the next 2 years, we'd like to launch what we call the Fireflies. These are small probes with basically cameras on them. We'll zoom these little suckers out there. They'll take pictures of asteroids to help us characterize what they're made of. Evolving alongside are what we call the Dragonflies. Dragonfly series will actually go out and bring back samples in the 20 to 30-pound range.
Is this a step towards expanding human civilization into space? Is that your eventual goal?
We'd like to be there. Elon Musk, who owns SpaceX, Richard Branson, you know, these guys have already made their money, they're out there because they believe this is the next place for humanity to go. We all share that belief.
What are the challenges to a company like yours that is looking for ways to mine resources in space? I mean, who do those resources really belong to?
The universe belongs to everybody and anybody. It was a huge risk. We're putting ourselves out there. But I tell you what, you are no more alive than when you're at the edge. And we believe that's the same for people, and we believe that's the same for cultures. And right above us, starting 100 miles up, is the edge. And it's an infinite edge, which means we have the infinite possibility for an exciting future ahead of us.
That's Rick Tumlinson of Deep Space Industries.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping make professionals and businesses look their best in search results and online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com.
It's quarterly earnings week for tech companies. Yesterday, we heard from Google, whose growing ad profits made investors happy. Google's also been working to make its employees happy. Farhad Manju wrote about this for Slate magazine.
I think what's the most unusual thing about how Google thinks about its employees is that it cares about their happiness, and it has been successful for long enough that it can do this without investors getting too worried about it.
This is part of the company's long game to hold on to its workers in a very competitive market. For instance, they extended the company's maternity leave.
As a result, their rate of new mothers leaving Google, it actually went down by 50%, and that, in the end, turned out to be cost-effective for Google.
Maybe that's why for the last 4 years, Fortune magazine has deemed Google the best company to work for in America. Marketplace Tech will be on that list someday, as soon as we get that snack machine I won't shut up about. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.